What will the loser do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. One day left, and on 60 Minutes last night, pollster Frank Luntz scared the hell out of everybody watching by showing what happens when a scientifically balanced sampling of American voters is assembled in a room and asked to discuss this race.
And guess what happened with Clinton?
Right.
I was actually in another room when my wife comes in and says, "You'd better watch 60 Minutes. We're going to hell," she said. "Hell in a handbasket" were her exact words. But there was one encouraging part towards the end when Luntz posed this question.
It's election night, and I'm the losing candidate. What do you want me to say?
I accept the results.
You lean towards Trump.
Yes, sir.
Do you want Trump to say that the system isn't rigged?
That's correct. It's not rigged. Get behind the new person in charge.
What do you want the loser to say to the winner on election night?
But it's time for us to move on and become better and learn from this process.
That's the only thing that protects a democracy from chaos, that the loser goes away quietly and the winner unites the country. Just two potential glitches in that happy ending, though. Voters don't pick the president. Electors do. What happens if some electors don't honor the popular vote, as two of them have threatened? And while the FBI found nothing significant in the latest batch of Clinton emails, both sides are promising more investigations.
So there is no end in sight to the investigations into the investigation, to the calls for new investigations.
Well, at least the robocalls will stop after tomorrow. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.